Course Segment 1. Cognates. As an English speaker, you already know thousands of French words that are just waiting for you to transformer them from English into French. As Michel Thomas said, French is not really an alien language. 60% of English words are of French origin. These familiar, often everyday words share similar roots in Greek and Latin. Consider them your best friends as you build your vocabulaire in French. And while they can sometimes be false friends when their meaning is not always the same in French, you can count on them over 90% of the time. That's a real head start. In this segment, we'll introduce more than a dozen ways to boost your French using these handy little changes. And once you master these simple transformations, you'll be able to create many hundreds more French words on your own. Michel Thomas already taught you many of these useful transformations, which he wanted you to use to help you inventer your very own French vocabulaire. We'll review these and learn some more. Yes, a lot of the vocabulary in French and English is very close, so much so that some people joke that French is mispronounced English and vice versa. So we'll help you with the pronunciation of these words, which are largely shared between French and English, just as Michel Thomas did from the very beginning of the first course. If you ever saw the film called The Pink Panther, La Panthère Rose, practice these transformations with your best Inspector Clouseau accent, and you will quickly become really fluent and credible. Let's begin. Right at the start of his courses, Michel Thomas explained how English words ending in IBLE and ABLE are usually the same words in French, except for their prononciation. Using this handy tool, the English possible becomes possible, with the ending pronounced ible in French, and the stress firmly placed on that ending. So, how do you say impossible in French?
Impossible.
Exactly. Impossible. So, what would visible be?
Visible.
Visible. Good. And terrible would be?
Terrible.
Yes, terrible. One more. Incomprehensible.
Incompréhensible.
Yes, incompréhensible. So, how would you say, I find the situation incomprehensible? I find is je trouve, and the situation is la situation, again with the stress at the end of the word. So, I find the situation incomprehensible would be?
Je trouve la situation incompréhensible.
That's it. Je trouve la situation incompréhensible. To say this before a noun, you use se, spelt C-E, with masculine nouns. For example, un dîner, a dinner, ce dîner, this dinner. So, if a professor is un professeur, this professor would be
ce professeur.
Yes, ce professeur. Suppose you want to say, this professor is very accessible. Very is très, spelt T-R-E with a grave accent S. Can you now use your instinct to produce this sentence?
Ce professeur est très accessible.
Very good. Ce professeur est très accessible. Now, with feminine words, such as situation and opinion, you use cette, spelt C-E-T-T-E. So try this situation.
Cette situation.
Yes, cette situation. And I find this situation incomprehensible.
Je trouve cette situation incompréhensible.
Good. Je trouve cette situation incompréhensible. To say this with a masculine word beginning with a vowel, you use cette, spelt C-E-T. So if a hotel is un hôtel, this hotel would be
cet hôtel.
Yes, cet hôtel. Because in French, you do not pronounce the H in hôtel, and the first sound you hear is O. And if you didn't like the hotel, how would you say, this hotel is terrible?
Cet hôtel est terrible.
Yes, cet hôtel est terrible. another I-B-L-E word, and the stress is at the end of hôtel and at the end of terrible. Good. To say these, in the plural, you use ces, C-E-S. A method is une méthode, spelt M-E with an acute accent, T-H-O-D-E. So to say these methods, you would say
ces méthodes.
That's it, ces méthodes. And these methods are horrible.
Ces méthodes sont horribles.
Good. Ces méthodes sont horribles. As Michel Thomas taught you, to say that you're going to do something, you use aller, followed by the to form of the verb. So, they are going to eat will be ils vont manger. To understand is comprendre. So, they are going to understand the situation is
ils vont comprendre la situation.
Exactly. Ils vont comprendre la situation. Now, the results is les résultats. And the French for the verb to be is être. So try, the results are going to be terrible.
Les résultats vont être terribles.
Yes. Les résultats vont être terribles. Now, what about I find this situation incomprehensible and the results are going to be terrible.
Je trouve cette situation incompréhensible et les résultats vont être terribles.
Exactly. Je trouve cette situation incompréhensible et les résultats vont être terribles. We're getting quite sophisticated here. If you feel you need to remind yourself about any of these constructions, do go back to your Michel Thomas courses. Now try, it is impossible for me to leave. Start with c'est for it is. For me is pour moi. To leave is partir. And if you use words like possible or impossible, followed by a full verb, you add de after them. So, it is impossible for me to leave.
C'est impossible pour moi de partir.
Yes, c'est impossible pour moi de partir. Tomorrow is demain, spelt D-E-M-A-I-N. So what would be, it is impossible for me to leave tomorrow?
C'est impossible pour moi de partir demain.
Good. C'est impossible pour moi de partir demain. Because of is à cause de. So let's try, because of this terrible situation, it is impossible for me to leave tomorrow. Don't forget that terrible, terrible, has got to come after the noun situation, situation. As you remember from the Michel Thomas course, a noun is a word you can put the in front of. Let's do it bit by bit. Because of this terrible situation,
à cause de cette situation terrible.
Yes, à cause de cette situation terrible, it is impossible for me to leave tomorrow.
C'est impossible pour moi de partir demain.
C'est impossible pour moi de partir demain. And the whole sentence now? Because of this terrible situation, it is impossible for me to leave tomorrow.
À cause de cette situation terrible, c'est impossible pour moi de partir demain.
Yes. À cause de cette situation terrible, c'est impossible pour moi de partir demain. Now, what do you think permissible would be?
Permissible.
Yes, permissible. So try, it is permissible, but it is not recommended. Remember that for not, you use ne and pas on each side of the verb. To recommend is recommander, spelt R-E-C-O-M-M-A-N-D-E-R. To say recommended, you dive into the e acute form. So recommended will be recommandé. So, it is permissible, but it is not recommended.
C'est permissible, mais ce n'est pas recommandé.
Wonderful. C'est permissible, mais ce n'est pas recommandé. And to finish with a pair which is slightly less close, but still very friendly, extendable in French is extensible. So, remembering that vocabulary is not just vocabulaire, but le vocabulaire, and French is français, Try French vocabulary is extendable.
Le vocabulaire français est extensible.
Bien, le vocabulaire français est extensible. Thanks to is grâce à. G-R-A with a circumflex accent, C-E, followed by A. And my is mon, for masculine nouns. So have one more go at these IBLE friends. Thanks to these transformations, my French vocabulary is extendable.
Grâce à ces transformations, mon vocabulaire français est extensible.
Grâce à ces transformations, mon vocabulaire français est extensible. Congratulations! You've made a great start in extending your vocabulaire français.